How we read it? Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
CJSF is practicing social distancing, so this episode was produced remotely.
tonight. bird note. When we think of avian migration, we think of birds in flight. But certain groups of seabirds, called common murres, migrate north by swimming. Some Pacific coast murres paddle north to the sheltered bays of the Strait of Juan de Fuca to feed on herring and other small fish. Bob Bokelhide, director of the Dungeness River Audubon Center in Squim, Washington, explains.
It turns out that when common murres go to sea with their chicks, the chicks are only, maybe three and a half weeks old. These small chicks jump off the cliffs, land in the water, they can't fly. The adult parent that goes with the chick is the father. And at that time, the father will swim with the chick. Well, there are no colonies of common murres in the Strait of Juan de Fuca, so they had to have come from these other colonies out there on the outer coast. Well, the interesting thing about it is that these murres do not fly here. As far as we know, at that point, the chick cannot fly. They're only a third grown for their normal adult size. And so they swim in the water from the outer coastline, certainly from the coast of Washington and perhaps as far as Oregon, maybe even Northern California, traveling north along the coast and eventually ending up in the Strait of Juan de Fuca.
Heading north, they live on the sea. Imagine a journey that spans 2 months and may cover hundreds of miles. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, home of Burnaby Rock, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory high atop Burnaby Mountain in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This episode was pre-recorded at my sauna in East Vancouver on the traditional unceded territory of the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Good evening, welcome to the show. My name is John, your typical host, and I'm here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is an actual new episode. It's been a bit. It's been over a month, but this is a new episode. It is episode 52. It is an all-original episode. It is a new music spectacular, bookended with songs I haven't played before ever, for good reasons. Starting off the show tonight was the Catherine Wheel, and then literal smash hits from Elastica and Oasis. Fourthly and lastly was the first of a bevy of new songs that was Pop Vernac from Regina, Saskatchewan. They are a fun band and have a great drummer. That song was The Right Place. And you are in the right place for great new music for the next hour and a half, I would say. Research this time around was bountiful. It was almost easy. I picked out 26 albums or songs. Three I've thrown away so far, and two I'm on the fence about. But the Earshot charts, for a change, they were massive. I usually get one or two from them if I'm lucky. I must have got at least five or six from the last 11, 12 weeks of the Earshot charts. So good on other programmers from across the country. Ricky had a record club. Ricky's record club was big. I have four songs from three artists from that record club tonight. Ricky also informed me that there is a full length from Spirit of the Beehive. So there is one from that tonight, and it is pretty stunning. It's a lot more accessible than I thought it would be. They are the state-of-the-art cutting-edge band right now, as far as I can tell, and Pitchfork thinks so too. So I'm glad Ricky told me about it so that it didn't harm my ultra-low Pitchfork aggregate score. Oh, and there's new stuff from absolute show favorite Brandon Saucier, too. I'd given up, and I noticed that, it's been a week on the CITR charts. It's the first new stuff from him in about 10 months, which for him is an eternity. And again, it is a printhead album. The songs are very short and they're packed with parts, like it's very dense compositionally. The sound is a bit strange, like there's no tone, and excessive brightness, and it's kind of like Jack FM, and it's very, very jangly. I didn't like it right away, but it's grown on me quickly, and there's two songs from that tonight. It is a great show tonight, so stick around if you're able. All of the best new music from my perspective, up until about 25 to 8. There are so many potential show winners, I will try to keep count. There are a couple of doppelgangers too, so I may get into that. I'm not going to talk about the heat wave. I'm typing this out 10 days prior, and it is hot in here. But here's something. If you drive in the province, I read the fine print. Don't get too excited about your ICBC rates right now. If you're on a monthly plan and you renew soon, right now everybody's getting a retroactive discount spread over how many months each subscriber has before they renew. So I don't have long. I renew in August, and since May my monthlies have been very, very low. So if you're in my boat like that, be forewarned that our monthlies will look a lot more normal after we renew.
El horizonte de cada día que se aproxima es incierto, y no tengo miedo esta noche. Cuando pienso en lo que ves, no puedo evitar convertirlo en música, porque quiero estar tan cerca de la tierra, del sol, y tan cerca de ti, y de todo lo que es la diosa del infinito. Y yo solo quiero estar cerca de ti, bebé. Te amo mucho.
Check my privilege, free native. Check my privilege, free native. Okay. And if I see one more white person wearing a headdress, I'll turn around and say to my girl, they don't deserve this. Quay, quay, vroom, vroom, baby angel, let's go.
Try to fall. Every day I live, there's so much I